But I could stop the
Okay, good morning. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. New faces, old faces. Old faces, I just mean that you've been here before. And I think Kanahara this year is now entering the 16th year, which is quite a number. I don't think there are so many halacha shirim, community halacha shirim, that are way into their second decade, 16 years, towards their second decade, finishing their second decade.
But some of them started as a result of the success of this year.
Right. There have been others that have started off the share. I know people that watch the share, find the files online, and use that for their own shirim. It's quite popular. So, and I'd like to, of course, welcome the audience watching online. I think we have a few extras today. So, and really this whole share is always dedicated to the Zeichen Nishmas Rabbi Sharfman, who was the first Magid Shir of the Shir, and really should be a tremendous chus for him and his whole family.
Amen.
Person like one guest, my brother is visiting from the West Coast, and Baruch Hashem, it's a chus to have him. I know he follows even when he's on the West Coast. Sometimes I call him for different Sfarim in my prep every so often. So today's topic, opening day, I figured we should talk about opening season, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is coming up very soon, but there's a very interesting twist this year in Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. What's the significance of Rosh Hashanah coming out on Shabbos? So most people, you ask them, they'll say one simple halachic nafkamina, one result.
You have to have shalom to the tzura.
What? Right? So, I was not referring to the fact that you're going to have challah on Rosh Hashanah. Very good point. But I was referring to the fact that we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah the first day this year. Being the fact that Shabbos, the halacha, is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Very interesting halacha that we do not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it comes on Shabbos. Why? Seemingly, it's a big inyan, which I'll talk more about at the end. But the halacha is that we don't do it because of a gzeirah. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos Ein Tokin Bo. Agav Asol Taltalo, you can't touch your shofar. And Mishabur brings down the Gemara. Gzira Shema Yatlenu Biyada Lilich Eitzel Baki Limold V'Yavr Deod Amos B'Shus Harab. We know on Shabbos one is not allowed to carry. Where the whole reason why we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a technical gzira d'rabbanan. The rabbis were afraid that hey. You know, Rosh Hashanah is an important day to blow a shofar correctly. So someone might be having the nerves. He's not sure what to do. He's going to come visit Rabbi Shafran and ask for tips or last-minute tips before he gets up there to blow a shofar. And we're afraid the person is going to carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Practically, for a shul, you could keep the shofar inside the shul. You could blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is Shabbos. That itself, nothing's wrong with. But the whole thing is a chashash, a gzeira, that you're going to come to carry it from your house to shul, or from your house to the Bucky's house, and thus you would violate Shabbos. So therefore, we knock out shofar from the whole Jewish people on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? I hope to come back to this. I think there's an amazing lesson in this halacha. Yes?
That's a d'oraisa, right?
Carrying in Rosh Hashanah is a deraisa. The fear that there might be some guy to do that is a derabanan.
But the shofar itself is a deraisa, so we're knocking out.
Correct, right.
Deraisa.
Correct, that's a good point. Now, There's, to me, what I really want to spend time on is there's another major halachic nafkamina of Rosh Hashanah coming out on Shabbos, which is not so well known, really, this whole topic. And therefore, I think it's a good place to dig in. Specifically here, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. The topic I want to bring up is what I call off script. We know, obviously, we daven on Shabbos, daven Rosh Hashanah, right? As was mentioned, everybody talks about what time they finish davening Rosh Hashanah. Fine. But on a personal level, what happens when a person davens, is we say, we open up a siddur, we say the tefillah. So on Rosh Hashanah, right, you're saying longer tefillahs, right? You're saying tefillahs, which I remember as a kid, I was like, davening Rosh Hashanah, davening the first time, I guess in yeshiva, they prepare me. And I get to our Aleinu, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I didn't realize it was the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I get to Aleinu in my machzer. I'm like, oh, I guess I ran through the stop sign. If I see Aleinu L'Shabeach in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I must have ran the red. I must have gone through the stop sign. So I stopped. But then I noticed my Zaidi Mordechai, and all his friends, you know, the older people in Shul, you know, been davening for years, a little bit quicker than some of them. I saw they were still davening. So I realized, time out. Something's off here. If I got to Aleinu, I finished davening, I can't. And I realized, oh, this is part of Shmoneh Esrei. It's a long tefillah. Okay. So you say all this script on Rosh Hashanah, that itself keeps you in Shul a long time. It's the longest Shmoneh Esrei of the year is Musa for Rosh Hashanah. Even if you have a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, you just have more insertions. But the biggest Shmoneh Esrei of the year, Pashat, is Shmoneh Esrei from Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. But really what I want to talk about in general, and this looks like two extra words, right? But what I want to talk about in particular is what you call bakashos, personal tefillos. We know, we should know, that beyond what we have inside our siddur, one is allowed to add personal bakashos, really in every bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, right? Most commonly, what people know of, let's say by Rifa'inu, you want to daven for somebody who's sick. So right, in a simple siddur, like an art school siddur, on the bottom, they'll have a box, where in the middle of your tefillah for Rifa'inu, you can mention the names of people that are sick. That's what you call a personal bakasha. Some people say bakashas in Shema Kaleinu, which is a general tefillah for things we need. So people insert over there. But most commonly, a place for what you call personal bakashas is really towards the end of Shmoneh Esrei. The idea is, after Sim Shalom, there's a Yil Ratzon, which really, to a certain sense, concludes your Shmoneh Esrei, right? And then it's even easier, okay, so I could say a bakasha in Al-Kain Nitzar before I take my steps back. There is the perfect place and the most common place that people make bakashas. And you could say it in Hebrew, but you could also say it in English, whatever your mama lashon is. That point in davening normally is a perfect place to make a bakasha. And to be honest, when we talk to Talmidim about the importance of tefillah and connecting with tefillah, in some ways the personal bakashas are personal when you go off script and you're talking about your individual needs. It's so much easier to have kavana than just reading the words of Shmoneh Esrei. Besides the fact many of us don't even know how to translate some of the words of Shmoneh Esrei. But even if you would translate it, the text that we have of Shmoneh Esrei is a general text. It's not personal. But when you need something, a person needs a shidduch, a person needs parnasa, a person needs all things. So in Shmoneh Esrei, if you make a personal bakasha, the end of davening, easiest spot, that works very well for kavan. So That's something which for sure people should do on a daily basis. The question comes up, what about on Shabbos? Is one allowed to make a personal bakasha, a personal request? Are you allowed to do that in your Shemona Esrei on Shabbos? So you said to me, Rabbi, what's the difference between the rest of the week and Shabbos? So I'll show you. If you look on your Mar Makomos, for those who watch the share after the share is finished online, usually the yeshiva posts a copy of the Mar Makomos, so you can follow the Mar Makomos too. If you're watching live, that's the one thing. You know, maybe we should subscribe ahead of time. We could give them send them Mar Makomos. Good, email. But usually we don't have the Mar Makomos till Motzei Shabbos. The Torah in Siman Kuf Pei Ches Arachayim brings down a Yerushalmi. See? How can we learn Yerushalmi? Garsina be Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Tanya. Asur la Adam la Tovea Tzarcha b'Shabbos. Is prohibited from a person for asking for his personal needs on Shabbos. One is not allowed to ask for personal needs on Shabbos. Similarly, you find in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon, Reis, Sadi, Dal, the second Mar Makom on the sheets. And the conclusion of Shabbos, what do? Omer Havdalah B'chonin Adas. We say our personal Havdalah, yes, in Shul, some Shuls, right, they'll make Havdalah in Shul after Shemona Esrei. But really, in a person's own individual Shemona Esrei, we say Atachon Antanu, right? If it was a Motzei Shabbos, Yontif, we would also say a tefillah, a todienu. Why do we ever wonder why do we say that tefillah and atachoni? I've heard drushas, you know, atachoni lavam das, you know, the connection between das and havdalah, but that's drushas. You want to know the pshat in halacha? The reason why we say havdalah and atachoni is a very simple thing, right? The first, and it's very interesting, where do we say Atachon Antanu in Shemona Esrei? We say Atachoni L'Olam Das. We make a statement. Hashem, you're the person, you're the one who has Das. The second half of that bracha is Chaneinu Mi'itcha Deo Bina Mahaska, at least in Nosek Ashkenaz. Please give us Chachma. Right smack in the middle of that, on the Motzi Shabbos, we put in Havdalah. Make Havdalah in the middle of a bracha, literally. Why do we do that? Zakt, the Magen Avram, Mimnesha also l'tovea tzarcha of kodem Havdalah. You're not allowed to ask for your personal requests before you make Havdalah, before you end Shabbos. So you could say the statement, Atachonin Olam Das, you can make that statement, Hashem, you're the Baal Das. But now you want to ask, you want to make a bakasha? Chaneinu me'itcha de'al bina mahasko, please give me chachma. That you could only do after Shabbos. Now halacha l'maisa, we say if you forget atachon antanu, it's okay. But ideally, the reason why it's put into Shemona Esrei at that point is because on a weekday Shemona Esrei, different than a Shabbos Shemona Esrei. On a Shabbos Shemona Esrei, do we ask for das? Do we ask for refuahs? No. That's part of the weekday Shemona Esrei. Those are things we ask. But on Shabbos, it's just general tefillos, not personal bakashas. And as we see here, it would be awesome for one to do that. This applies to Shabbos. This applies to Yontif. I believe the general reason for it is on Shabbos, we're supposed to be besimcha, we're supposed to be, everything is taken care of. So the same way we're not supposed to think about our business and everything associated with that, also all these things, don't worry, Hashem's taking care of everything. Shabbos is a day of no worries. So therefore, these personal bakashas, which are usually our worries, relax, sit back on the couch. Shabbos is here.
What about you?
Oh, hold on, we're going to get there. So this applies to Shabbos. This applies to Yom Tov. Yom Tov also has an inyan of sit back, don't do malacha, relax. One of the clear nafkaminas you have in this, I'm surprised I didn't hear it just yet, but any good gabbai, if you pay attention to the lashon of a mishaberech v'cholim on Shabbos, during the week, right, you make the mishaberech, there's a few extra words you add on a Shabbos. Shabbos hi milizok urufura krova lava. Literally, those words mean Shabbos hi milizok. It's Shabbos. It's a day you're supposed to hold back from screaming out, from pleading with Hashem. Rufu krova lava. Rufu is coming. No worries. Shabbos is here. Relax. We gufa say that during our tefillos, our mishaberech v'cholim, and that's without that line, then it'll be like a personal bakash. You can't do that.
How could you make it a mishaberech
v'cholim? Oh, good point. Right? One could even ask for the rabbi. Okay, I see why you say that line, but then what are you doing with your mishaberech v'cholim?
It's not a personal bakash.
Well, it is.
On what grounds? You have a gabbai,
yeah,
standing, making a mishaberach for a list of 40 people, and you know,
right?
Could be for one person.
Fair enough. Also, but Josh, you haven't been to the shuls, so the smart shuls, right? Sometimes you can have a list.
It takes ten minutes for everybody
to come with it. So what do some shuls do? Fair takana. Everyone says it together.
Say the name when I get
so
to
that's,
the spot. Right.
That's very personal.
Yeah, but that's no, because that's still the gabbai making it.
But you're doing. You're saying too.
In the list. No, the gabbai is not announcing. Everybody make a mishaberach for
some shuls. They actually do that.
Everyone makes their own mishaberach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never saw that.
Yeah. The guy get you around.
For that, I support the question.
Okay. Good.
Right,
so some
that,
do the
but
fill
in the
name,
but
there are some shuls, because to be honest, that's halakhically a little tricky, because you're not saying it. The gabbai is saying mishaberech v'cholim, and sort of like everyone's jumping in with just the name. The alternative, I don't know what they do in base Lieberman.
I usually make it for one person if someone gets it.
Okay. But, see, it's good, we have a few gabbai in the room, right? Quite a few. They're pulling out the sederim now. They're looking. I love it. I love it.
Huh?
For your own mishaberech, if you make the whole nusach.
I'm answering the name.
So you don't. So interesting question. If you finish before them.
I'm just inserting the name.
So yeah. For sure. If you're making the whole mishaberech, that's a little trickier to answer.
I'm just saying. This is a community.
Yes.
Thing. I get it. It's on a personal level. But
so, to answer Yaakov, your question, it's a very good question. You know, it's sort of like if you have diet soda, you can have everything else in the meal, high calories. Right? When you say Shabbos Hi Milizok, that machshes the whole thing. I'm telling Hashem, hear all the cholim. I can't scream out about them. I have no worries. The refu is going to come to all these people. So, it's that one line, that diet soda, changes the whole thing. It's a very good question. I believe that's a shot. Yes.
How do we make a tilmala?
Oh, that's interesting. But again, there's no avilos on Shabbos, right?
Right.
I saw a discussion. We just had it this week in Shul for those who brave the rain. Right. Come on. So we had an oval walk in. When does an oval walk in? Pretty funny timing, right? It's really right after Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? We hold the halacha by the end of Chadodim of Kabbalah Shabbos. The oval walks in. Now, the oval walks in at that point because till it's Shabbos, somebody can't come to Shul. So that's the Havana. But we're saying Hamakom when it's already Shabbos. So there is a little bit of discussion about that. Okay. But avilos is a different verb. That's not a tefillah. That's a different issue. You're not supposed to have avilos on Shabbos. What I'm talking about is in terms of a tefillah, you can't have a tefillah for your personal needs on Shabbos. It's aser. The Yerushalmi says it. That's why we say atachonin. In atachonin, we say havdalah to allow it. Yes, I'll take one more point. It changes the nature.
So why do you do it by
Halakha? Huh?
Why should you do it by Halakha? So you're allowed to make my question, just say Shabbos.
So, very interesting point. I'll get back to that. Till you brought this up, I didn't have Pshat in the Ramosha. Now I figured out Pshat in the Ramosha because of that line. So hold on. I'll get there in a second. So, so this is, I think, a very important Halakha, not so well known. One Nafkamina of the idea that we can't have bakashas, you can't have personal requests, you can't daven for your parnasa, for cholim, for shidduchim, yeshuas, all these things on Shabbos, because Shabbos is no worries. So a nafkamina is you have to change the mishaberach. Another nafkamina is, in general, we do not recite tehillim for a chol on Shabbos. The only time we would recite tehillim for a chol on Shabbos are these mamashim sakhan safashas. But in general, do we recite Pesukim of Tehillim? Yeah, look at most of Pesukim de Zimra. It's all Tehillim. But to say Tehillim for a Chola, in rare instances, we do that on Shabbos. It's not so quick to do that. Because it's the same idea. Shabbos Yimilizuk. It's Shabbos, we don't scream out.
I'm allowed to do it for some time.
Right? No. But there you have Kavana in Zmiros, L'shadach Havanas. Now, this is all on Shabbos and regular Yom Tovim. What about Rosh Hashanah? Does one recite in their Shmoneh Esrei personal bakashas, really even outside of Shmoneh Esrei, personal bakashas for their gashmias, for their physical needs? Does one do that in Rosh Hashanah? If you follow through simply from what we just said, the answer should be absolutely not. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say it's aser for one to recite personal bakashas. So Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. In fact, it's a very stark Yom Tov. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, there's no second day Yom Tov business on Rosh Hashanah. It's called one Yom Arichta, one long day. Eretz Yisrael, they have it too. And, you know, no kulas. So pashtos, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it should follow Hilchas Yom Tov, Hilchas Shabbos, which you don't make personal bakashas.
You say this Yom Tov is upper personal
bakashas. However, I'll touch on it in a second. Now, our poskim would say it's aser. Rav Scheinberg was asked this question, as reported in the Sefer Melchitzas Chachmei Yisrael, and Rav Scheinberg says you can't. Shmuel Kamenetsky, quoted by his Talmud with the Neil Asher Kleinerman, who I believe is coming to North Miami Beach today, he says that Shmuel was against it. You shouldn't ask personal bakashas Rosh Hashanah. However, I'll give you my list. I found a quote from Ramosha, which I'll share with you in a moment. Diane Fisher, of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoting his uncle, the Chazon Ish, all mattered it. They all permitted one to say personal bakashas Rosh Hashanah. And perhaps the biggest of them all is none other than Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael paskins that one could say bakashas, I would use the lashon even better. One should say personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? Didn't we say it's asar and Yom Tov? Say these things, no worries. So we all know Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment. Okay? Hashanah is Yom HaDin, Yom Kippur, assume is the Gemara Din. So the concept, the idea is, look, on Rosh Hashanah, you look at the lashon and the tefillos. A lot of the tefillos all talk about the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king, which Kabbalah's Ol Malach HaShemayim is a major aspect. That's where Shema Yisrael is every day, accepting Hashem as king. Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate day, the coronation of Hashem as king. But Rabbi Saul Salanter says, first and foremost, the first of Aseres Adibros is a person has to be a Baal Seichel, a person has to be real. To be in touch with yourself. The same way it's hard for us to necessarily connect with the Chorban and the Beis HaMikdash. It's a concept, but we never saw the Beis HaMikdash. It's hard to connect with that. Yisrael says the same thing when it comes to the lofty concepts of Rosh Hashanah. It's lofty. It's idealistic. Yeah, Hashem's a king. I'm putting the crown on his head, whatever that means. But something that hits me on a personal level much more, and especially will arouse kavana in my tefillah, is personal baklashas. And Yisrael says, in our generation, Yisrael said this hundreds of years ago, look, we have to be real, even with all the highfalutin ideas you could hear. Self goes self, a person's a person, and you connect best with things you could touch, you could feel, your gashmias needs. And thus, Rabbi Yisrael Paskins, it's kedai, and one should daven for their personal needs in Rosh Hashanah. Practically, that would mean at the end of Vishmon Esrei, right? And you have to pace yourself, right? Okay, you know, I advise Talmidim to have cheshbonos, you have a list of people and things to daven for, and break it up, different Shmona Esreis. Maybe in your Musaf Shmona Esrei, which already is the longest of the year, maybe at the end do maybe a little less bakashas than your Shacharis or Yemincha, because of the fact that it's a longer Shmona Esrei, it's hard for you to focus so much. You know, it also will pump up your Shacharis and your Mincha and your Maariv if you add more to those. But it's always kedai to add a personal bakasha, even though it's a yontif, on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael Paskins, and all these gedolim paskin, to do that. Yes?
Is there no problem with communal joint bakashos? It's just the personal bakashos.
Why are you asking that?
Because even you take a regular Shabbos, right? You have velokinu, velokevu, senu, v'tzeg, v'nuch, senu. You're asking. This is all a kasha, but it's in plural because you're saying to do
okay,
it to everyone, not
keep,
just yourself.
Very good point. Very
and
good
also
point.
Also going back to
but if you look,
the body
the question that was raised if someone wanted to look at the lashonas that we have in both Shabbos and Yom Tov Shmona Esreis, right before you get up to Ritzayim Modim, you say usually a paragraph of Kenel Gael Seinu, and it looks like bakashas. But there's a very, very interesting distinction. Those are all spiritual bakashas. That's the difference. Sein chalkeinu b'sorer secha, sabinu b'tuvecha, v'samach nashinu b'yishua secha. These are general ruchnias ideas. That's easier to see. I want to see the base of Mikdash. These are all lofty ruchnias ideas, spiritual ideas. That for sure is okay. When we talk about Shabbos Yimei Lizok, that's on my Gashmi side. Hashem, I'm calling out to you. I need more Gashmias. I need Parnasa. I need Yeshuas, Refuas. On your Gashmi side, that's where we say Shabbos and Yom Tov Yimei Lizok. But on Rosh Hashanah, this Yisod, which many, many poskim permit, and Rabbi Saul says you should do it, is because that's a way for us to connect. Now, hold on 1 second.
And
I was waiting to see
something. And the only one that we would do is if it's on Yom Kippur and
so
it's already
hold on.
And it's already basically not anymore anyway.
So I was going to debate about these things, but hold on. Let me leave that aside for a second. Right? What our dear friend in the back brought up is seemingly that's actually a proof to all these poskim. If we don't make personal bakasos on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and maybe you, those who want to argue, even on Rosh Hashanah, how do you explain Avinu Malkeinu? Avinu Malkeinu has within it very personal requests. Avinu Malkeinu, Shlach Rufua Shleima L'chol Le'amecha. So,
Parnasa
V'chalkala. So, seemingly, that's a raya to most of these poskim. that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, one could recite personal bakashas. However, I saw if Shmuel Kamenetsky want to say maybe not, want to say that part of it being Yom HaDin, we allow for this to be in there, but it doesn't mean it's a full personal bakasha. Okay, I actually put that on the sheets. Now, what about the Lashon of Mishaberach on Rosh Hashanah? Have you checked the Lashon? When you make the Mishaberach for the Cholim, do you say Yom Tov Himilizok? Right? Right. Do you say the Mate Ephraim, who's a major psak halacha achron when it comes to Yom Naran, says no, you do not say Yom Tov Himilizok. The same idea. That when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we are allowed to scream out and we are allowed to say that. Okay? What does the other side say to that? Good debate.
Wait, he's saying specifically
right.
Rosh Hashanah when it falls on Shabbos?
No, no, in general. Regular Shabbos? Just in general Rosh Hashanah. Do you say Yom Tov Himilizok when you make the Mishaberach? On Sukkos you would.
Right. So you say Rosh Hashanah.
So that would be a Nafkamina. You're right. According to those other poskim, they would say that you would say Yom Tov Himilizok on Rosh Hashanah. Mat Ephraim says not to.
So you do the regular weekday Mishaberach?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, right. We do. There's a little extra, right? That's added in. I'll tell you another interesting nafkamina. I didn't see any of the posts can bring this down to prove it. But what about the whole simanim that we do? You sit around the table Rosh Hashanah night. You pass around the simanim. What do you do after you or right before you eat the simon? You eat rotzim. What are you doing? You're asking for certain things. My wife always says over, right, that these things, really the halacha says, there are simanim that you have a mesorah to do, but there's actually like extra ones people do. You could, when it comes to simanim, you can make up extra ones. In my family, I'm allergic to fish. So we make up, we take, you know, jellyfish. We have one for the head, one for this. Huh?
Use a sheep's head instead.
It's okay. Right? I have to keep my wine down. But, Lamaisa, hold on. My wife used to tell me of somebody they knew used to have celery
and raisins.
So, on.
And lettuce.
Right? Harvey, why did it have celery and raisins?
A raisin celery.
Let us have a raisin celery.
Right? Let us have a raisin celery. But it's a legit thing. There's people that do these. So all these things are bakashos. You're asking Hashem for these things. How are you allowed to do that in Rosh Hashanah? Terence says, same thing. Now here's the step. This is all Rosh Hashanah in general. What happens this year when it's Rosh Hashanah coming out on Shabbos? Is that the same or is that different? Now in general you say Rosh Hashanah, we have these poskim that say Rosh Hashanah is different than other Yom Tovim, and you could say Bakashas. What about Rosh Hashanah when it comes on Shabbos? This is a very interesting halacha, which is L'kol Yama, no one argues on this halacha. Do you say Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah, which comes out on Shabbos? This year? The answer is no. If you don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah, which comes out on Shabbos, seemingly that's a proof that, okay, maybe in general we could push off Rosh Hashanah and say Bakashos al Tzilchas Yom Tov, but Shabbos, you can't. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu. We don't make these declarations also with it. The Yud Gimel Midos. Normally when we do Psicha on Yom Tov, we'll say Hashem Hashem Kal Rachum V'Chanun, and then right after that, say Abakasha. We don't do that on Rosh Hashanah. That comes out in Shabbos. Right? Excellent. Another point. By Duchening, we don't do the Bakashas.
How do you Duchen at all?
Right? Kush.
Shai Kush.
Yeah. So I saw the Neil Asher Kleinman says this is a clear raya that on Rosh Hashanah that comes on Shabbos, Bukhara, you can't make personal bakashas.
What did the others say?
For the record, I checked with Rabbi Luban before Shir. He said, Rabbi Hanach said, yeah, you shouldn't. This year, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, this type of year. And Yeshiva, the minute was just to make Ruchni a stick of bakashas, but not to do physical.
What about the second day?
Right?
Second.
The second day is different. The second day is not Shabbos. You're right. There we have Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and all the poskim that are on Matar. But Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, it seems, the clearest raya is Avinu Malkeinu. Regular Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a Yontif, we'll say Avinu Malkeinu. Rosh Hashanah, which is Shabbos, we won't say Avinu Malkeinu. So that sounds to be like the borderline. Yet there are multiple poskim that matter it. I'll tell you another nafkamina. Can you say the Yiratzon on the Simanim the first night? It's Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. If I don't say Avinu Malkeinu, how am I going to say my Yiratzon by the Simanim? I saw Lachitzas I have down as Lachitzas Chachmi Yisrael says Eino Chanami. Achronim Hak about it. Is it sad not to say the Yiratzon this year on the first night of Rosh Hashanah? Got to tell this to your wives. Very important.
Including the apple on honey?
Huh?
Including
now they can. Now I wonder, you know, is there when we say Simanim Milsa that Simanim means something? Does the Simon work even without the tefillah, the bakasha with it? Very interesting question. Does it? You're going to have your lamb's head, but you can't make the Yiratzon on it. You have to stomach that one. But what did you gain? Do you gain just by having the siman? Or do you have to say out the Yiratzon? Could be that it's not just, I can hear, just having the siman means something too.
Suffolk Brooklyn Lager. Brooklyn Lager.
Do we do this in Norman?
So, I believe we do. And I believe we do it with the Yiratzon. So how do we answer the question? I, Avinu Malkeinu, we don't say on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. I don't even answer this, Kasha. What's your answer?
I was going to say, because Avinu Malkeinu is something you're completely adding by itself versus Simonim. You're having the Simonim anyways. And the Yiratzons are specifically going on.
So I wouldn't say that, right? I would say even the Simonim you're adding. I never eat sheep's heads. I never have jellyfish in the beginning of the
Something to do with the Yomtif.
Huh?
Something to do with the Yomtif.
Okay, so Avinu Malkeinu is also something you add.
Avinu Malkeinu is almost Tachanun-like, in a sense.
Okay.
It's saying Tachanun on Yomtif, on Shabbos.
And that's a little...
You give them Midos. Yeah.
See, Madim are the Yiratzons are all in plural, and they're all really bakasha for spiritual things and not really for specific things. I mean, Yirbu Zichyun Oseinu is very,
okay,
very large. Yikarsu Sonenu, I mean, that can only be as a group. That's not, you know, an individual thing. You know, just in general, all of them are like
okay,
that.
But the Makashas could be personal. Shana Tova Masuka, that's very practical, right? As we said, the half a raise in salary. So I'll tell you what I thought.
Yeah, but the raise the salary is shtick.
Right?
The apple and honey is not shtick.
And maybe I'll send some guys to Rev Kleinerman, the Neil Asher Kleinerman, the author of the Kovitz Halachas, to give him my answer. But Lachara, I think you could answer this, Kasha, by saying the following. There's a difference between Avinu Malkeinu, which is a bakasha, which is said b'tzibur, versus a bakasha that you're making privately. Even if it's in your home with 100 guests, like the pictures. Something which is done bitzibur, there, we're more machmer, not to do that on a Shabbos. But something within your own Shemona Esrei, within your own house, that's different. Now, if the Neil Asher Kleinman, I think, even thought of such an idea, saying, look, if you don't do it for a tzibur, kolshkein, we wouldn't do it for a yachid. A tzibur has... You're doing it for so many people, Culture, you wouldn't do it for an individual. I think Pumvarker, just the opposite. Tum for its Sibor is Befer Hesya. When Avinu Malkeinu is Befer Hesya.
Right. No, but little kids that are like blowing the shofar on Shabbos, they don't even necessarily have to stop them even. Right? Like it's...
Because it's in your own house. Right.
They're whatever.
Right.
It's not...
Right.
You know.
So I do hear a chelak. I would tell you you could make your simanim with the Yiratzons even the first night. I never remembered a chelak growing up, the difference between the two. I think we always do it. And I think there's a difference between personal bakashas. Okay, my sister Shiva did say, Shmuel Esrei, try to keep it to ruchnis. I want to end off with an interesting idea. Let's go back to the more common. So we spent a lot of time today going through what's a nafkamina Rosh Hashanah coming out on Shabbos. This very interesting idea of making personal tefillos, going off script in your tefillos, which in general is recommended. It helps your tefillah. But it's on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't do that. And Rosh Hashanah is debatable. Most poskim say we do in general. But Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos gets very tricky. And we went through a few nafkaminas. But let's go back to the original nafkamina, Rosh Hashanah coming out on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar. As was pointed out beautifully. Shofar, yeah. Tikkun B'Chodesh shofar, it's a daraisa. We push that off because of like, there might be some guy who's going to schlep his shofar in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you know, that doesn't have an Erev. And... you know, be over, and for that, the whole Jewish people can't do it. Okay? But yeah, it's a gzera. That's what the rabbis do. But there's a bigger kasha. There's a tremendous schus that blowing shofar does in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, by blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah, it confuses the Yetzirah and Shemayim, and he's really out there. He's the prosecutor out to get us all. And when you blow shofar, you discombobulate him, and it helps for us to get a better din. Okay?
Court's not in session.
So, one second, that's not true. The Yom HaDin applies to the first day of Rosh Hashanah too.
Oh, yeah.
Frecht. The Baron Cutler. So, what? Okay, I understand there was a takana involved here, but you're taking away a tremendous segula, a tremendous schus the Kali Yisrael has, a blowing shofar. How are we going to get a good din without that schus? Zakt. No. Zakt or Baron Cutler, this is his punchline. Is you don't realize what the schus is of following a din de rabbana, of following a gzera that the rabbis made, following halacha. You're right. We don't have the shofar and what it does in Shemayim to confuse the satan. But every Jew has the fact of not blowing shofar Hashanah, you have the schus of listening to a gzera d'rabbanan, a gzera of what the rabbis said. You have the schus of emunas chachamim, of adhering to das Torah, listening to what the rabbi said and accepting that. That's a schus which is on par with the normal schus of blowing shofar. And for that, you don't have to worry about your din. So says Rav Aaron Cutler. I think that's a beautiful idea in general, but it's a nice idea to kick off another season of Halacha Shiurim. The impact of listen to one Zera Drabanan. You keep one Zera you listen to, you don't realize the schus of what that does. Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing everyone next week, but we'll announce the timing due to Slichas.
Go ahead. Technically includes all sorts of
Right. By the way. Right, we don't blow the day before Rosh Hashanah, right? Why? Here's the song. That one blows on the second day. Really, throws us off. Like, what is?